The name of the book is One More Step, My Story of Living with Cerebral Palsy, Climbing Kilimanjaro and Surviving the Hardest Race on Earth. Our guest this morning is Bonner Paddock, who's a successful marketing executive and founder of the OM Foundation, which we'll get to in a minute, that serves children with disabilities. The book itself is a story of living with cerebral palsy in the sense that there was a point in your life, I guess, where you hid this from most of the people. It wasn't something that you kind of, I guess, wore on your sleeve. What changed all that?
Yeah, it was something that my family just chose. We chose not to talk about it because I was higher functioning and was just trying to keep up with my brother. So they didn't want it to get in my head that, you know, I had cerebral palsy or that made me think I couldn't do something, which I can understand a little bit. And then it was all the way even through my, you know, adult life until kind of coming and working for Ron Siever at this marketing agency where he was the first boss that I actually told that I had cerebral palsy, and he was so nice and kind about it and was so supportive that that kind of started me down on that road to begin to next job that I had. I told them before they hired me, and they still hired me, so it kind of gave that confidence, and it was working for the Anaheim Ducks and Honda Center in the NHL. So the Sam Wellies owned the team at that time, and they're amazingly giving back to the community. So I really felt like they would appreciate and, you know, and everything else. And sure enough, they did and hired me and everything else. So that really kind of set me down that corridor. And then as how I met, you know, Jakey's father and everything when I joined the charity out there in Orange County, California, when I joined the Ducks.
And you mentioned about the type of cerebral palsy that you have. Obviously, there's probably like a spectrum of it. It doesn't really affect your speech. Many times we think people with cerebral palsy will notice maybe issues with their speech, and that yours mainly was just with your legs, right?
Yeah, it's called spastic diplegia, which is, and so it's basically the best way to, for people that are quote-unquote, you know, able-bodied or normal is that it's like if you haven't gone to the gym in 6 months and you go and work out hard and you wake up the next morning, you know, your body's like really stiff and you're really sore getting out of bed. Well, that's kind of what it feels like for me every morning in my lower half, my lower back through my legs. It's just very stiff each morning and my muscles don't relax and contract like a normal, you know, person's, you know, muscles do. So that's kind of what how it affects me personally.
Now, after you got involved more with the different organizations, you probably saw a lot of people, as you mentioned, children. Jake is somebody that you came close to. Tell me a little bit about his story and how this really inspired you to climb the mountain, to take on the Ironman.
Yeah, absolutely. Jakey was a huge inspiration. His father was on the board of the local charity that I was looking to volunteer at, and then they invited me to the boardroom to meet all the board members one morning and tell my story, and that was the first time I publicly in front of a larger group of people had ever even, you know, talked about it. So it was very nervous for me beyond measure. And then Jakey's dad happened to be on the board, and he sent me an email that night just saying that I gave his family hope for their son. And so that was a massive impact for me of, wow, someone, you know, they're accepting me for who I am, you know, being honest about, you know, what I have and everything like that, that that kind of really just propelled me into the next, you know, like what else can I do? How can I help? And so I really kind of tried, I connected with Steve, Jakey's dad, you know, really quickly to try to, you know, learn more about myself, get comfortable with the CP and everything else. And then unfortunately his son's, you know, tragic passing 6 months later, it's kind of what really set the lightning rod through me that I was going to go, you know, do all these endeavors and everything else to, you know, honor his son and hopefully help as many of these other kids like Jakey out there that, you know, we can try to help as many as we can.
What was the training like to climb a mountain? Able-bodied people go through, you know, just regular things. What did you have to do? What things did you have to take into consideration? How did you do it?
Yeah, a lot of fluids, obviously, for me with my muscles as tight as they are. So it was a lot of things that I you know, and it was a lot of core exercise and plyometrics and a lot of, you know, hiking and, you know, those types of activities and into the gym, you know, 5 days every morning before work and everything like that. So a lot of stuff that I avoided, like doing leg exercises at the gym and leg press and squats and extensions and everything else like that. I didn't do a lot of those growing up because the legs is what I always stayed away from with my CP. So it was a lot of training you know, like that for about 11 months is what we did for Kelly's attempt.
Now, after you climb a mountain, you think, what is next? So you summon through the idea of the Ironman competition. This is what? Biking, swimming, running, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's Ironman Kona, the world championship. It's always been on NBC for years, and I grew up watching that all the time with the Hoyts and that amazing father-son that, you know, did the Ironman and everything else, and his son had CP. So for me, it was like I never thought I could ever do it, but after doing Chile, I felt like, you know, with the right help of coaching and everything else like that, that it may be a slim chance that I may be able to attempt that. So began going down that road.
It seems that much of this becomes a mental frame of mind to help
you through. 100%, I agree big time. I believe that in life, 90% of everything in life is mental, and it's just how we deal with everything that life, you know, hands us, because life is tough and it's brutal. And, you know, if we have a good attitude every morning, that's the best thing that I always tell people when I go talk to people is, if you have a good attitude, not a great day, not a good day, but just a good attitude, then you can take on, like, the lows in life aren't as low and the highs are much higher. And being happy and having fun is what I believe life is about.
Talk to me about the OM Foundation. What is this, its purpose?
Yeah, I started the OM Foundation after climbing Kilimanjaro and realizing that there was a lot of need, obviously, in other countries and primarily in Tanzania where we were and met these amazing people. So we have, how do we help people here in the United States and also in Tanzania? I formed my own foundation, and I've been very fortunate in business. And, you know, I worked for the Ducks for 5 years, and now, you know, work for Young's Market Company. And it allows me that I can, you know, spend the time with the foundation. And also I utilize my own money to cover all the expenses that we have through the foundation. So 100% of the money that gets donated and everything goes to, you know, fund and build either these early learning centers or support current centers that are already built and that, you know, for the early learning center. So speech, occupational, and physical therapy is what we primarily focus on here. And then in Africa, it's a lot more basic of a right to live, you know, place for these two. I mean, work with some schools out there in Tanzania, like Faraja School.
What's the OM stand for?
OM stands for One Man, One Mission.
That's you, I guess, right?
That would be me.
What's next on your mission? I mean, after you do certain things, is there a lull period, or is there always another challenge that you're thinking about?
There's always something cooking with me, I would say. And this time, we've a longtime partner of mine and supporter has been Oakley, and so they're going to be coming out with my signature eyewear. But you're not going to be able to buy it. And what we're doing is we're doing a Team Jake Global Challenge with them. And basically, if anybody in the world wants to go on our website and sign up for the Team Jake Challenge, they basically, if you do a half marathon anywhere in the world this year and a full marathon anywhere in the world next year and just wear our Team Jake shirt and you just send the pictures in of that, and you've registered on our website already, then we will give you a pair of the Oakley eyewear for free.
And what's that website that they can go to?
It's teamjakechallenge.org.
That sounds great. The book is called One More Step, My Story of Living with Cerebral Palsy, Climbing Kilimanjaro and Surviving the Hardest Race on Earth. Bonner Paddock has been our guest this morning. Thanks for sharing your amazing story. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Take care.